Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Within Brimskin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brimskin time. Hell yeah, number 74, now you know more. I got both of my wingmen. I've got Zambo.
Hello.
Señor Alex.
Hey, what's up?
It's going to be an epic episode. Why?
Because it always is.
Oh, snap.
I stole your line.
That's fine. I never say because it always is anymore. I just go, you know, they should know.
They should.
They should know.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
I like that. And if you don't know, now you know. Yeah.
And knowing is half the battle.
Now they're in the inn.
It's just going to keep going and going and going.
Exactly. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
There we go.
Oh, wow. He's on a roll.
You're on like catchphrase, craze right now.
I just can't have one.
Catchphrase craze. I dig it.
I just can't have one.
Wow. Well, we should do that every once in a while. A catchphrase craze.
Yeah.
And just see how long
we can
go.
See how far we can go. Like it's like an exercise, like an improv exercise. See how far you can go just using slogans, like what people do for song titles.
Yeah. Wow. And then if you miss, you have to take a shot.
I will totally be drunk in 0.2 seconds. Because I'm quick on some things, but those, I don't know if I could get, I don't
But you know what? I'm not quick, and I'm also a lightweight. I think I'm going to get more drunk than you.
This is possible.
I think it is.
You know what?
I've seen you while we were on tour. I've seen you in Vermont.
Oh, I knew you were going to mention Vermont.
We're not going to go there right now.
We won't go there.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I've seen things.
Yeah, there were things.
I've seen things.
There were things and stuff.
Between both of you.
Listen, I sober up quick.
Okay. Were you sober for that, Zambo?
Oh, I was sober enough to do a Mr. Shotgun, and then I was fine. Yeah.
Wow, that shotgun was crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, why don't we do this? Within Brimskin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Mane & Tail hair care products.
Discover the secret.
And Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology. The right product for everything you need.
Hell yeah.
So, as always, oh my goodness, I don't know what's going on. There we go.
Today's secret word is
heat wave. So as you guys know, what do you call it? If you hear the secret word, no matter where you are, what you're doing, what's going on, you got to scream real loud.
Yeah.
So what do you call it? I was going to mention that, you know, for some strange reason, because it's summer, we've been having a major heat wave here on Long Island. And it's been a little crazy. What do you call it? We have tried to stay somewhat indoors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day.
Indoors.
Well played. You want to get out a little bit. You want to be out and get some fresh air. And, you know, we've been really good. We've been in for a lot and a lot and a lot of time. So, you know, like for us, you know, we try to stay safe and so forth. And Danielle and Haley and I usually will go out and we'll try to get some fresh air.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm touring the road.
Very slightly.
I'm touring the road.
Van life.
Oh, Mike, where are you?
Oh, no.
Mike Snapchatted us the other day with Guantanamo at it, and I got kind of upset.
Yeah, I didn't have.
I was not near alcohol.
Me neither.
So I took a shot of water.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, all right.
It was well played. It was in the middle of the day.
Very well played.
But what do you call it?
Noon somewhere.
For the last, I guess, couple of days since it was so hot during the day, we were trying to just hit the right time for sundown, you know, over at Jones Beach, which is here on the island, which is where?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's in New York.
Yes.
That's on Long Island, which is in New York on the eastern seaboard of the United States, in the continent of North America, in the western hemisphere of the planet Earth, which is a blue marble in something of which we call the Milky Way galaxy in our ever-expanding and contracting infinite universe.
There we go. Well played.
That was amazing.
By the way, with the your whole space thing and the whole thing, I've had to, funny enough, I've explained why we had Bernard Fowing on GHR like three times in the past 2 weeks.
You know what's funny? I was actually thinking of Bernard like 2 days ago.
Craziness.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder how he's doing. I wonder how the European Space Agency is doing. That's probably why it popped up.
Yeah.
That's
he was
why
the not the astronaut. He was the guy that sent like rockets into space. Yeah.
So what do you call it? He was the first European something on the moon. The
European Space Agency. He was the first set of drones on the moon.
Yes.
Wow.
And the reason that you could use us as a notable source in
and that's the one that I remember.
Citing papers. Exactly.
We're on Harvard EDU, bro. That's all that's gotta be said.
That's all that's gotta be said. We are near Conan O'Brien.
You know
what
that.
Exactly.
So, what do you call it? So we've been trying to go and catch these, you know, these sunsets. You know, we went down to Jones Beach and I've got to tell you, it was stupid packed. We couldn't stay there. We were like, all right, we're not going in here.
People are still stupid.
It's like one on top of the other on top. Even though you're supposed to be at least 6 to 10 feet away. Nothing. No masks. No nothing.
No one's gonna listen.
So we couldn't even get into Jones Beach at that point. Mm-hmm. Not that we were gonna stay anyway. So we went down into Island Park and like Long Beach area, and we came across Malibu Country Club. And I haven't been to Malibu because Malibu used to be I had gone there years ago. What do you call it when it was a you know, they have a club there also. So they had a nightclub.
Oh, a club.
Yes, a nightclub. So, but they have
clubbing.
Yes, but
people wearing club outfits.
Yes,
with club music. It was a strip club, wasn't it?
No.
Damn it. Okay,
no.
I tried.
It was a rock and metal club for a while.
Oh, nice.
What do you call it? Funny stories from there I could tell you about.
That's
you know, another time. But
you might
appreciate because you know the characters, you know. But it had to do with like Anthrax and Biohazard and people like that.
Yes.
So. What do you call it? Anyway,
that's awesome.
So behind it is like a huge country club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a country, and I guess not a country club, but it's got like all the cabanas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we weren't necessarily supposed to be there, but we went
in.
We
weren't supposed to be there.
No,
every great story starts off with that sentence.
But I'm Brimstone, and I get into places anyway.
So he made
himself
be there.
So, you know, they let us come in, and we went down to to the beach.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, there was like, I don't remember what kind of birds, but there was like a breeding ground right there.
Uh-huh.
So it was nuts, like crazy birds everywhere. I felt like, you remember that movie Birds?
Yeah.
All right. I was just like, are we gonna get attacked? But what do you call it? When we got there, we enjoyed it. On the way back, I was just admiring the fact that, you know, these cabanas would be really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it would be cool for GHR to have a cabana.
Oh, absolutely.
At one of these, you know, places and see if, you know, if we could get it for a season and we'll do some trade or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I called today. I called earlier today. I was like, listen, I love the place. You know, I was there visiting yesterday. I want to see if you guys would be interested in doing something, but do you even have any cabanas available?
Mm-hmm.
The woman goes, she goes, it's funny that you ask that. There's a 4 to 10 year waiting list.
Oh, yeah.
For the cabanas. There are 4,000 people on the freaking waiting list.
Yeah.
How?
Okay, so because the same thing's
that
happening with everything.
What?
Like, for example, a few weeks ago,
I blame Canada.
Oh.
I went to go buy, because, you know, no car right now, so I've been going around on a bike.
Okay.
I've been trying, but, you know, I smashed up my face, as the viewers know.
Yeah.
And so I need a new bike.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to buy a new one. You know how long I have to wait to get a bike? Like 5-6 months.
No, it depends on where you're going.
No, because I called almost every bike shop that I could, like, within like an hour away from me.
Yeah, but over by here, there are two big bike shops over here.
Okay, I called.
Go to Walmart, bro.
Walmart is out.
Okay.
Out,
well,
completely
I'll call,
stopped.
I'll call my buddy at Walmart, see if he can get you one.
I called the biggest bike distributor by my house, and they told me that they do have bikes, and I was like, oh, great, what's the lowest price? $3,500.
What?
So they sold out of every single low-range bike. The same thing has happened if you go to Dick's. All of their kayaks are sold out.
Say that again.
If you go to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Say it again.
Staples.
Sporting. Oh. If you go to D Sporting Goods.
Okay.
Got him.
Yeah. They're sold out of kayaks. They're sold out of small boats. Wow. They're sold out of like.
Everybody's sold out of guns.
Yeah. Guns are another one that's crazy. Everything. So basically, everybody's anyway. Just buying everything. So yeah. It doesn't shock me that you can't buy a cabana.
Well, but this is like apparently for years, like people are vested into these things for years.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, I don't have to go on Fire Island. I can stay on the island and get a cabana.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. What do you call it?
It's absolutely insane.
But the what do you call it? Like, what I'm telling
what
you,
about
like,
that
it's
place
that heat.
You know.
Everyone wants
which
to get
one?
Out of this heat that, wave.
The Secret Beach?
The Secret Beach.
Oh, yeah.
You think maybe
here's
there's something
the thing.
There?
Here's the thing. We could no, there's no. They don't have those things
okay,
at the Secret Beach. They don't have cabanas or anything. Mm. But I've been dying to go out to the Secret Beach during this. I'm concerned because it's a long trip out there, and I gotta believe that the people that know about it are all going to be utilizing it, we're going to go, and then it's going to be packed.
And now everyone knows.
Do we still know people that would like work at that Secret Beach, or is it that place nearby, well, whatever it was?
No, that place got sold.
Oh,
wait, wow.
Yeah. There's
okay,
a Secret Beach?
No, there's a real Secret Beach. I know of a Secret Beach. That's
beach.
Out east on Long
secret
Island.
Beach.
It's very secret. People don't
know it.
It's quite
hidden. Yeah.
It's a very hidden beach. You have to know how to get there to get there. Mm-hmm. And if I tell everybody, then everybody would
y'all
know.
So
you know.
Have you tried going out there during COVID? See if anyone's there.
No. I haven't been there in about a year. Okay. So, you know, for me, I would like to go there.
Try.
It would be fun to even be like, all right, everybody from GHR, this is how you get there, and let's go.
That's it. Keep it a secret.
But at the end of the day, I don't know what's going to be when you do get there. So,
yeah.
Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
This is Will Friedle, and you're listening to With Brim. Booyah.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brimskin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
What's up, everybody? This is Danny from Biohazard, and you're listening to Grim.
The original Mane & Tail Shampoo and Conditioner is a personal hair care solution that's been going strong for almost 50 years. Created right off the family horse farm to get show horses looking their very best. Then, Mane & Tail was discovered by people as a choice solution for their own hair care needs. Today, the line is expanded to include hair care solutions for everyone, from color protecting to deep moisturizing. Mane & Tail has an answer, so discover the secret for yourself. Mane & Tail, your hair care solution. Available for retail purchase at most grocery, drug, mass, and beauty supply stores nationwide. ManeAndTail.com. Again, ManeAndTail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Whoa, we are?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It is a thing.
I didn't know.
I got to tell you that there's something that I need to address, and I'm very upset about it. Okay?
Why? What is it?
Apparently, there is a huge disturbance in the Force.
Oh.
All right?
Oh, no.
A huge disturbance.
Oh, no.
There's a new change in the menu going to be taking place at Taco Bell.
What?
I'm so upset.
What? Listen, they got rid of the fiery menu, and I thought that was horrible.
Yeah.
So what are they
doing? You know about these changes?
Oh, no. I know all
about
them. I don't know anything about these changes.
Go for it.
No.
Break his
heart. No, go ahead.
No.
They're getting rid of the freaking Nacho Bella Grande, damn it.
Oh!
Like, how do you get rid of...
That's, like, my favorite one.
The spicy potato... Like a whole bunch of different things.
They're getting
and
rid
it's...
of literally some of the most
okay,
popular.
Okay, they better
things.
Not get rid of my nachos Bel Grande.
They
I
are.
Mean, sorry,
I just
not,
told
sorry,
you.
Not that. I mean the Doritos tacos.
Oh, you're funny.
I think that those are still good. I think those are safe.
Okay,
but they're getting
be.
Rid of things that are more difficult to make because they're trying to streamline the process during the COVID time.
It's a taco.
They are
it's
getting
streamlined.
Rid.
Chalupas.
They
I
are getting
gone.
Rid of the grilled steak soft taco,
ugh.
The seven layer burrito, the nachos supreme. They are getting rid of the Cravings Values beefy Frito burrito, the spicy tostada, the triple layer nachos.
No.
The spicy potato soft taco.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of the cheesy fiesta potatoes.
You suck, you jackass.
They're getting rid of chips and dips.
No.
And the loaded grillers.
Ugh. No!
And the breakfast
oh my God.
Mini skillet bowl.
All right, they should be getting rid
You're
of
an
all
idiot.
Breakfast items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're keeping all the damn breakfast items.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's up with that, man?
Well, they're getting
What's
rid of that?
That
one. They're getting
What's
rid
up
of one.
That? Which one?
I don't know. Steve just said it.
The Grande Nachos box is coming back, the beef burrito is coming.
Okay.
The quesarito is coming back.
Okay.
And more customization for vegetarians.
I like
Fair
the
enough.
Quesarito.
I mean, I'm okay with customization for vegetarians, but like...
You get rid of my loaded grillers.
Why are you getting rid of my nachos Bel Grande?
You're effing with the wrong person, man. You don't change my menu.
You're going to go F them up, Brim?
No. I still...
Listen, the amount of money that they've made since they've started delivery is ridiculous.
Well...
Oh, I forgot they're doing delivery now.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Wait, like, does Taco Bell do its own delivery?
I think they do it through Grubhub.
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
well,
that's
not real
delivery.
They have a deal through Grubhub, though, so I think it's actually, like... You get coupons and like free delivery from the Taco Bell app, and then it goes through Grubhub or whatever the hell it is.
Meh.
Still,
I don't like that.
I say boo.
I say boo
to these people. Boo to you.
I say harumph. I don't even know what that means, but I made it up.
Boo, there we go.
This man.
You know another thing that's pissing me off?
What's another thing?
Okay, so there was a Long Island family who decided they figured it would be a great idea that they've been waiting for months and to go. Oh, Stanley, we need to go to Disney World and bring our children because they've been in the house for so long.
Go for it.
But
you're not
right.
Welcome back.
They
God
do need to go to Disney
sons
World
because
they've
mofos.
Been trapped in the house way too long.
Okay.
They need that experience.
You need to go there.
They
yeah.
need to.
In the middle of COVID.
No, they absolutely do.
Well, yeah, because now
it's
they need to go and die.
Well, yes.
You've never
I reiterate,
on that.
It's important.
You know, the fact of
no,
the matter is...
No, I don't. They're stupid.
It's killing me because, what do you call it? They're on... They're getting
okay.
written up and on News 12 and...
Ken?
They're sitting there
listen,
going, blah, blah, blah. We had to go, and it was such a good experience.
You can't.
And I'll do it again. All I hear is blah, 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 blah. I don't give a damn about my kids. That's what
okay,
I'm hearing.
Okay, you cannot
and
blame...
And about the others around me.
You cannot blame the parents, though. You have to blame Disney. Why did they open?
Well, because, I don't know.
Thought they were going to be okay.
That's the point. Because Disney is opening up, and they're basically just being like, we know people aren't going to follow the rules. We're opening up because we want to make money.
Hong Kong Disney closed. They opened and then closed again.
Right.
So why
because
didn't they
smart.
Do it in Florida?
Florida was about to reopen.
Because this is America.
And then the spike happened, and then... Florida became the epicenter, and Disney's like, screw it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, they don't really care.
No,
they really don't care.
They don't.
No. See, but that's the thing.
They have a hokey thing with
Disney. I love you, Disney.
Following social distancing, but that's it.
Yep. I freaking love you, Disney, but I really, it's really hard for me to
get under your skin.
To really take this in like that. You know what I mean? Like, how are you okay with this? How are you okay? How's anybody okay going there?
Because they're making money. That's how Disney's okay with it.
I don't know.
Listen, the 1% does not care about the 99%.
Thank you. Thank you.
The
1%
will
Sanders.
Always make money, while the 98% will not make money.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Here, do you want to hear another?
Speaking of candidates that dropped out, not to get political.
No, it's fine.
But apparently Kanye finally, decided
no,
he's
I'm
not
voting
going.
Kanye Elon. This
do
is
not,
this is no.
First of all, Kanye, I would
do
kill
not
you.
Split the vote.
I would
you
kill
son
you.
Of
I know you would.
But what do you call it? But Kanye in general, just decided, oh, yeah, well, I'm dropping out.
I know.
Yeah.
He didn't even get on the goddamn ballots. All it was a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
Of
course. Like, what an ass cracker.
Yep.
Like, seriously, man.
Yep.
He is the biggest schmuck out there.
Yep.
Like, I don't get it.
Yep. I just don't like him.
I
don't like the Kardashians. I respect some of the Kardashian hustle, but not enough of it to care.
I'm sorry. I still love Kim until I see her again and she does something wrong to me.
Listen,
I don't,
if her
I,
and her
I
sister's
like
makeup lines stop taking advantage of child slave labor, then yeah, sure, I'll like them again.
See, I don't know about that. Is that a real thing?
Yes. Well, but I mean, Apple did the same thing, so
everybody's.
I know
they've all done it.
Exactly.
Yes. That's the thing. It's
so that means it's okay?
No, it's not okay. And who's to say it's slave labor in a lot of these countries?
It is.
And again, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Okay, in a lot of these countries, the little kids should not be working and so forth. But maybe the families need that money.
If they're adults working. Fine.
You know what I'm
saying?
But
if they're actual children working for pennies, like fractions of pennies on the dollar,
and now
then that's a whole
remind you, I do not condone sweatshops and so forth.
No
Don't get me wrong.
No
I'm
should.
Saying, like, there are kids that start working very young. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay, it's fine.
I started working at, 11 or 12.
It's fine to work young.
Okay.
It's fine to even have an internship when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fine to be working in a factory for 2 cents an hour.
Is it 2 cents an hour, though? But 2 cents American goes a long way somewhere else.
understandably, but even if you're working, you're right. But
I'm not saying that I don't think 2 cents an hour is a real number. But you know,
no,
come on, now. It's not 2 cents an hour.
All right,
it's impossible. I doubt that. Why would they be doing? Nobody's going to do 2 cents an hour.
That's not true. If you don't have, if you don't have anywhere else to go, like for example,
even prison, it's like it's not minimum wage.
Because we live in America, we don't live in like China or India or some places where these countries literally have no laws or regulations against these sort of things.
I don't know, man. Well,
yeah. Anyway, do you want to hear something else that's going to get under your skin?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about this Spotify thing? This guy that made off with millions and millions and millions off of like,
God. Oh, what, the blank track?
No.
There's a dude that did that, by the way. They finally caught that guy and then they fixed that. That doesn't happen anymore.
So
you can't do that with anybody.
This is 100%. Spotify claims that they were scammed, but according to their terms and services, everything that they did was 100% legal.
Of course.
So all of this money that this guy earned, 100% legal.
Really?
So what he did was he purchased the rights to songs that nobody cared about. Like, we're talking like, you know, country farm town house song from like 1950. Cost him like 2 cents. He probably got it in a giant bundle. All right.
Yeah, yeah. He probably paid $50 and got a crap ton of rights.
So what he did was he put all of these songs in a playlist, and he made sure that all of these songs were just about 31 seconds, the minimum for Spotify to count it as a play.
Oh,
you see where I'm going with
God.
This? He put it in a playlist, okay, and he created or had a bunch of people create thousands and thousands and thousands of accounts and had these playlists running for 24 hours every single day.
For months and months.
And they didn't catch him until one of his playlists that has songs that nobody's ever heard of appeared in Spotify's top 10 playlists.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. So after this happened,
losers.
Spotify looked at this playlist and they're like, what is going on? And so they found out the share rights holder. He lives in like some stupid third world country. And when they found out how much he made, like $5 million from doing this.
Get out of here.
Yeah. He spent like $100 on the rights for the songs.
Uh-huh.
And then he made off like a bandit.
And that's legit.
It's legit.
That's legit.
He didn't break any of Spotify's rules because every single account that he signed up for a premium Spotify account was a legit account. Because you don't, you know, you can pay to sign up for a Spotify account.
There's gold in them nor hills.
Yeah, you can.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that nuts?
Homeboy's like laughing all the way to the goddamn
to the bank. And also, this was only one of his playlists. He has rights of other playlists on Spotify, but they've never hit the top 10. So
that was
they,
the only one that
That was
that
the only
caught.
One that did it. So we're thinking he possibly walked away with like tens of millions of dollars.
At that point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or tens of thousands of dollars. Depending on how Spotify pays out.
No. Well, millions for at least the one playlist. Oh, yeah. At the very least, that one playlist made him millions.
That is hysterical.
That is just ludicrous.
Kind of wish that I thought of that.
That is ludicrous. It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Through GHR.
We could have done that.
We would have been rich.
We could have done that.
And that would have been great
if only
publicity
that son of a bitch didn't get caught by those meddling kids.
Can you...
little dog, too.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine we did that?
Yo, he's retiring.
That would have been great freaking publicity.
Stupid publicity. I would have loved it.
You wouldn't have needed the public. You could retire.
Let's do the same thing, but just with baking cookies.
Just a 31-second.
Just play baking cookies.
31.5-second cut.
Over and over.
A 31.5-second cut.
Yeah.
Done.
Like, really? Not even a crazy amount of channels.
Just loop the chorus.
Just one.
Loop it.
Just ongoing. Can we do that?
Yeah,
but is it ruining it now?
See, the thing is, I think it's ruining it because one, we need a lot of computers to do this if we want it to work. But I mean, you know, it was just so funny. Anyway,
I think that's pretty. That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
Hysterical.
That's wild.
But I think we're getting to the end of this segment though.
Yeah, I think we are. What do you call it? Anyway, why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break.
We'll be right back
with WBS.
Hey. Hi, this is Mike Zasik from AMC's Comic Book Man, and you're listening to my man, Brimstone.
Bring the arcade classics home with Arcade 1-Up. Create your own mind-blowing true arcade experience. All of your favorite games are back. Plug in to Pac-Man, Rampage, Street Fighter, Centipede, Galaga, and so many more. Ever wanted your own mini arcade but didn't have the room?
Well, guess what? They're available in compact sizes to accommodate any living or even workspace. Relive your childhood and celebrate the 40th anniversary of Space Invaders by getting your own exclusively at Walmart and find out why the Arcade 1-Up was voted Toy of the Year 2019. So hurry up! What are you waiting for? Get yours now at your favorite retail locations, including Walmart, Best Buy, GameStop, Home Depot, and more. Find out more information on their official website, arcade1up.com. That's arcade1up.com.
Arcade 1-Up. No quarters needed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Walter Jones, also known as Zach, the original Black Ranger. And you're listening to my boy, Brimstone!
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
What's up, guys? I'm Daniel Logan. I'm Young Boba Fett in Star Wars Attack of the Clones and also the Clone Wars the cartoon series. You are listening to The Dark Side with my guy, the one and only Brim. Keep listening, because there's a lot more bounties ahead.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman. Making soy sauce kick again.
And we're back to Within Rimskin.
You want to know what's great? I finally saw Fiddler on the Roof for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The
original movie.
Oh, wow.
The original movie. And I was so happy.
Good?
Oh, it was a very good movie, honestly.
So,
and,
you know...
I think what's his name is... Topol's character is my favorite character, like, of all time.
Interesting.
The dad.
Very interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Is there a reason that you're holding on to this music for an extended period of time?
There is. So... I wanted to mention about how Nick Cannon had some it to say about Jews.
What? Ah, yes.
What?
Did you know about this?
No, yeah. I didn't know about this. Tell me about this.
Oh, Mishpacha.
He's a
what? Oh, Mishpacha, I need to tell you. What are you talking about, Mr. Cannon?
Yeah, what is he
talking
about?
I don't like when you talk about us, Mr. Cannon. It's not very nice.
No.
I thought you were a nice boy.
This is a room of three Jews.
I know we're your chosen people. But did you have to do this with him?
Oh, Boychik, what's wrong with you?
Anyway, so Nick Cannon did a thing with, what do you call it, Professor Griff, used to be with Public Enemy. And first of all, Professor Griff is a well-known racist. He does not like Jews.
Oh, really?
He talks smack about Jews all the time. I mean, he's bad.
He's an anti-Semite.
And that's why he got thrown out of Public Enemy.
He's an anti-Semite.
Yeah, he's a very big anti-Semite.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So that's the best way to put it, you know?
Yeah.
He did a thing with Nick Cannon on Nick's podcast, and apparently... You know, he said some derogatory things about Jews, and I don't remember exactly what they were. All I know is it's crazy how things happen, because he said the things he said. Then, what do you call it? People came at him online, all right?
Okay. So, yeah, as they should.
Everybody dropped him.
And then everybody dropped. He got dropped real quick. Still doing the Fox show, of course. Mm-hmm. But what do you call it? He's not doing, was it Nickelodeon or
Wild and Out? Guy that Nick Cannon had on the show, or are we talking about Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon.
What did Nick Cannon say?
He said some messed up things. I don't want to repeat them.
You can probably look
air,
it up.
But you can look it up.
Don't
But he, what do you call it? He was talking about, you know, like all these different things, and that how Jews aren't real Jews and that the blacks are real Jews. It's
like the blacks have suffered more than Jews. And I'm like, there's 1,000 and odd years comparing the Jews' suffrage to suffrage of black people.
Okay,
not saying both are not awful.
You don't even have to go back that far because you could go back to the freaking 40s.
Exactly.
Right. But again, we're not comparing.
Suffrage is awful no matter how long, no matter what's affected.
Right. And what do you call it? And but you know, all throughout history, Jews have been
persecuted.
The scapegoat and persecuted.
Like we just the 40s.
The Egyptians.
So, yeah. What do you call it? Well, you know, I mean, where yes, there was slavery and so forth. We also had Nazi camps. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like again, I'm not comparing. I'm not
interesting. It's just
you guys. Everybody understands, especially listening to the show, that I am all about Black Lives Matter.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm all about You know the what's right and so forth.
And one suffrage does not negate another.
I was going to say you can't
one
compare
does not negate
suffrage.
Exactly.
Right. You can't.
You can't. Suffering is suffering.
Right.
Yeah. No matter who it is.
So my whole thing with that is that, you know, he started talking about
all
this
stuff.
Can't
do a holier than thou bullshit.
And what do you call it? And people called him on it. And now instead of the Jewish community coming at him and like ripping him a new a-hole, mm-hmm. people came to him with love and was like, hey, look, you know, maybe you need to be educated and so forth. And he started getting with like some rabbis and some Jewish friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then he put out an apology. And of course, it's after he got fired.
Yeah.
Because so, you know, I'm
what
sure
his lawyer told
was
him to put
because
out.
Of he was, yeah.
His lawyer.
But what do you call it?
Smart lawyer.
Then his whole community started coming at him saying that, you know, that he's a poser and a punk and, you know, why is he, you know, apologizing and blah, blah, blah. So he's getting it from both ends, lost his job.
Spit
so
roasted.
Screw you, Cannon. This is what happens when you act stupid. This is why we can't have nice things. God damn it, man.
You already lost Mariah.
You know what I'm saying? You lost Mariah's
ass.
You know what I'm saying? Don't come at me, Nick. Don't come at me, bro. You came at Eminem and you got shot down. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty
you come
hard
at Brim,
too.
I'll take you down in a different way. Now, we have mutual friends. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I like Nick Cannon. You know what I'm saying? So hearing this, I'm just like, bro, really? Like, even Goldberg, you mm-hmm. know, the wrestler Goldberg even came out and said something about it. And he doesn't get involved in anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm sitting here going,
it's a lot for someone like
that. I'm like, that is just foul and messed up. And again, I am very disappointed. You know what I mean? I'm not mad at you, Nick.
I'm just disappointed.
Exactly. You know, hopefully, he's learned a lesson and learned it well.
Just know that we're disappointed.
Maybe like what you were saying, maybe he really just needed people to like, you know, talk to him. And,
yeah.
Like, educate him. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he's just really that ignorant.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah. And ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Yeah, maybe he was just drunk. I don't know.
Speaking about
drunk celebrities, did you know Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, a drunk story? What?
No,
Wait a minute.
He actually wasn't
this
drunk
is news
on this.
To me.
He wasn't drunk on
oh,
this. And
so,
I love you, Billy.
Was it Alex Baldwin?
Billy, if you listen to this, I love you. I did beat you, you know, in Best of Long Island. I was voted the best.
Oh, my God.
I was voted the best celebrity personality.
He's got to bring it up.
People in glass houses can't throw stones. Album reference.
Brimstones. Oh! So
album reference.
Oh, my God. I love that.
You're welcome.
What?
Brim can't throw brimstones.
No. People in glass houses. Billy Joel album. Can't throw brimstones.
I got it, but I'm going to use that on him from now on.
I know.
Okay. Well, anyway. So, the funniest thing, apparently he was out riding his motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
and he was in Huntington Village, and he came across a place that apparently somebody was throwing out
a piano,
and he gets off his motorcycle. He goes over to it. He's like, oh, it's like, I felt so, he sounded like an old Jewish grandpa. It was great.
He was sad.
I teared. I said, this is sweet as hell. And I sent it to you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? He starts playing it. He's like, the keys are good. Everything's good. Just needs a little bit of polish. Why are you throwing it out? I'm like, he's like an old Jewish grandpa. It's fantastic.
That's amazing.
Oh, he's dumpster diving. Oh, he's like my
He's dumpster diving for his piano.
I thought that was a really sweet thing, and I wanted to give
That's
credit
really
on
cool.
there.
Good credit.
Even though I made the joke about the drunk joke, you know, look.
But listen, everyone on Long Island knows he's a drunk, but we love him anyway.
See, yeah. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know.
What
but then again, that's not surprising. I don't know anything.
So So that was the whole deal with him. I thought it was endearing. It was endearing, and I felt
nice
it needed
thing.
To be
that's
said.
That's a very nice thing.
You know,
it really is.
Also, what do you call it? Before we end the show, because we're coming to the end of the show soon.
Yeah.
I want to send my love to the family of Grant Imahara, who was a casual friend of mine. We weren't close. But we did do a lot of events together. We knew each other.
His passing was very short.
Did a lot of traveling with each other. Well, touring where we were in the same places. So what do you call it? You know, I was devastated about that. He's such a sweet, sweet guy. So, you know, rest in peace to him. Also, I wanted to do a shout out to Gabby from England. At Echo New Horizons on Instagram, she did an awesome version of Zambo, Greer, Kim Adragna, and myself in with Animal Crossing New Horizons style.
That's sick.
And it was really, really cute.
That is really sick.
Did you see it?
No.
Shame on you. You need to social media more. But
I don't. So if just send it to me on a message.
Okay. Well, Gabby, thank you so much. That was sweet as hell of you to do that. It was fantastic. Also, what do you call it? Doodle and Dork is doing me a solid. And
Doodle and Dork.
He's the one who did the, what he called the Grindhouse Radio thing that's up there. But he did a new Brimstone logo for me. My Brimstone logo has been the same for over 20 years. So, I needed to update it. So him and I have been back and forth. So shout out to him. Also, he had a new baby. I don't know if we did shout
out. Oh,
the baby. Yeah.
And it is adorable. So that being said, just wanted to do those shout outs.
I got something.
What?
Real quick. And this ties in with our word of the day.
Okay.
So I watched a video, and okay, I thought that this was crazy because I didn't know that this could happen. They were videotaping a lion,
okay,
and he was trying to go after a zebra. All of a sudden, the lion just stops, just like dead in its tracks.
Okay.
All right? And he lays down, or she, because it was a lioness. And then the lioness starts like twitching, and they're like, what is going on? They've never really recorded anything like this before. The lioness was having a heat stroke.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
They've never recorded anything like that before. They didn't think that like lions, all that stuff could actually get, you know, like heat stroke. But apparently it can get hot enough for them too.
That's awful. Damn.
That means that all of you out there, please be drinking water and stuff because like, they can overheat. We can definitely overheat.
And hell, if not,
catch me outside. How about that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to catch
you
outside.
You'll catch me outside.
You'll catch me inside. I'll be inside with my AC and my cold water.
This is true. I'm with you on that.
Damn right.
What do you call it? Another thing that's getting blankie under my skin.
What's got under your skin, Brim?
What do you call it? Is this new thing with schools opening with COVID.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you guys saw, but this is what gets me.
Man, that roar.
They're thinking, all right, well, we're going to reopen, but they're expecting everybody to sign agreements saying that if anything happens or if anybody gets sick, that you cannot sue the schools and this or the government or anybody.
Happening. Nope, I would not sign that.
In a million years, I would never do that. First of all, my kid's not going back until it's safe.
That's bull.
You know, but how dare you?
The best thing I can tell you is if you are concerned about your children right now going back to school.
Do not, number one.
And two, get ready to homeschool them. That is the best method that you can do because you're going to keep them in a safe and contained environment where their risk is at its most littlest and minimal, whatever the words would be. I don't know. I barely graduated school
How
myself.
About we, like, just... I understand that this sucks, but, like, the kids that are smart enough, let them accelerate into the next year.
Nah.
The kids that need, like, the education, the kids that missed this entire freaking year, give it to them. Mm-hmm. Don't penalize them for a pandemic that's not their fault.
And
don't push them on to the next grade where they have never even learned the material. How do you expect someone, like, for example, like, I know someone that's going into calculus... And they graduated pre-calc without going to the class.
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't know anything about calculus, and they're going into calculus.
That could be a win.
What?
My God.
That's crazy.
They're screwed for the next year. They are literally screwed. They're not going to know any of the material.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't get to it today, so maybe next week we can get to it.
What do you want to get to?
We were talking about hair bands and
hair metal and so forth.
You know, we'll get into music next time.
Next week.
Yeah, next week.
Zambo will be here.
Because it'll be good, because we were having a funny conversation before we went on air.
Yeah, we were.
But, you know, it would be fun to sit and do it, and we'll talk some shop there.
Yeah.
Anyway, as always, everybody, we thank you for tuning in to Within Brimskin. We love you. We appreciate you. Listen, take some of our stuff that we say as pure satire. We don't really mean things that we say, yes, because I know. But anyway.
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes, most of the time, almost never.
Sometimes we're telling jokes.
Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging with you again next week.
Good night. Arrest the killers of Breonna Taylor. All right, we're good.